love high gas prices. I love paying more for groceries, and I really love seeing taxes rise. It's so good knowing that I'm giving more but receiving less. It makes me feel humble, but I'm gonna stop with the sarcasm right there, cause I swear we're living in a real jungle. It's what? Pretty simple to me though. It's way past being left or right. Just use your head and common sense and think about how you've been affected in daily life. Is it easier or is it harder? That's the most important question you should think of first, cause life is a bitch already as it is, and you don't need someone that's gonna make it worse. Ask me? I think we're fucked. Don't give me that look, everything sucks. Have you gone outside? Have you been to the store? Have you compared the prices to a year before? Do you drive a car? Have you pumped gas? Don't lie to me now, it sucks ass. You could brush it off like it's a fucking joke, but the media lies, numbers don't.
Ooh, you can't blame Biden, it isn't him.
Well, who the fuck is it then? What jacked up the prices? I wanna know why I spend so much up at Conoco. I don't know. I think it's insane that the leader of the country gets no blame, cause the whole entire time, the last 4 years, it was cheap as fuck. I'm just saying, now watch. Down in the comment section, someone's gonna give us an economy lesson. I can't wait to hear your expert analysis on fluctuation and how expenses balance.
Hey, it's all a part of the process. What the hell you bitching for? It's fine.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the 16 cents that I saved on hot dogs for 4th of July. What a fucking steal. Too bad I spent more on gas just to get the Target. So by the time I got done buying all the shit and filling up my car, I had way less than when I started. Now, I don't really call that saving. No, I call that losing money. It doesn't take a genius to do simple math, but apparently you can't, so who's the dummy?
Probably still me.
I'm just pissed off. This inflation's fucked up. But I gotta sit here and act like I love this administration with a thumbs up? Stupid. Everything is hell, but you act like I'm supposed to be in heaven. You know our country ain't doing too good when the Waffle Houses start to close at 11. Dude, he can barely talk, and don't act like I'm being overzealous. Every time the man speaks, I have no fucking clue what he's trying to tell us. Every speech is like a gag reel. Every time I see the shit, I'm like, is that real? Well, considering the fact that the only other option was Trump, I don't think it's such a bad deal. Fuck that, I want a strong leader. The strength of a man should be constantly tested, especially when you're in the most powerful position in the world. That should be not even a question. There's really not enough words that can describe the craziness we're facing, dude. But the crazier part is there's still people you need to sit down and really explain this to.
Come on, man.
Just watch a press conference. You'll see that Joe is all gone. He literally says out loud that he has a list of people he's supposed to call on. And even then, he fucks that up. The whole thing is hella awkward. COVID-19 ain't his biggest enemy.
What is?
It's the goddamn teleprompter. It feels like we don't even have a leader. Nope. It's like we're all just following blindly. Each of my grandparents could run circles around him in a debate, and they're almost 90. Look at him. Don't take it from me. Go listen to him. It's not a rumor.
You gotta, I mean, the...
Today, Junior!
Jesus Christ, go on YouTube and click any video of Joe Biden and check out the like and the dislike ratios. That should prove to you that no one likes him. I don't agree with anything he's done. His decisions affect me in many ways. If it was up to me, I'd rather have mean tweets and cheap gas any day.